Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh, Maya, you're kind of messy, huh?
Why? Because I texted Jeremy even though he was getting married today and I stopped their wedding and I was like, I object. He belongs with me. That's messy for you?
No, I meant like your room is messy.
Oh, so it's not because I broke up a wedding.
You broke up a whole wedding?
I'm married now.
Get in here!
My name is Curly.
And I'm Maya.
And welcome to
the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast.
A super secret club where we talk about super secret things.
Yeah, like secrets that are super.
That's what it is.
In each episode, we'll talk about love, friendship, heartbreaks, men, and of course, our favorite secrets.
Get in here!
And welcome to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. This is Curly Velasquez's, and I'm Maya.
And I'm Maya.
How's your spirit?
Spirit is good. You know, a lot of life stuff happening, but good overall. Like, I feel like I was kind of in this weird funk because I wasn't, like, working out. And I know that sounds weird and that's so, like, meh, but it's crazy how, like, physical activity, like, no matter what it is, if you're just dancing, just throw Renaissance on, you know, just put a little Beyonce on and it just kind of like lifts you up. So I went to the gym yesterday for the first time in a while and the energy has carried me into all day today. So it's good. How's your spirit?
That's great. When I get that way, I listen to Selena's disco medley and that just dancing alone. Like, I think I might do that today. I have a little walking pad that I got from the TikTok shop. And sometimes I'll walk on there if I need to be stimulated, I'll watch a show and I'll walk for like an hour and I don't even know that it's an hour. And then I'm super sore the next day. Mm-hmm. So same. Anyway, today's episode is about being messy. I think we need to have more representation and normalization and humanization on being messy. Sometimes being messy is good. What Curly has taught me, I've come from the house of Curly, and he's taught me that messy is not always bad.
Yeah, I always think about Miss Frizzle in the Magic School Bus, where she's like, get messy, make mistakes. That's a terrible Miss Frizzle impersonation.
I thought it was good. Took me back.
Technically, like, Lily Tomlin, is that you?
That was her?
Yeah, I think so. Lily Tomlin should be.
Really? She played Miss Frizzle? Wow.
Make mistakes. So you heard it here, folks. Miss Frizzle was indeed a lesbian.
Yes.
But yeah, Miss Frizzle's always like, you know, get messy, make mistakes. And I really believe that you, if you can make enough mistakes that are healthy and good, why not? Get in the mud. soak around a little bit, you know, get a little dirt underneath your nails, have a smelly coochie once in a while, you know, like fart in someone's mouth every now and then.
Oh, is that all right?
I mean, what does it mean to be messy for you? What do you think being messy is?
Messy can mean different things. I think there's like a messy that's like, oh, that's is that messy? Is that a little messy? And then there's like, you're being a little bit messy. Messy as in like, I think it, I just look to somebody who's like super freaking drunk. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. They're like slurring their words and they're like just being messy like that, where it's when you're interrupting other people's space and yeah. You're like literally either creating a mess or emotionally drama wise creating a mess for other people. I think when messiness translates to like creating messes for other people as well, like bringing them in, like, ugh. That's a little messy, because messy means you have to clean it up. That's going to be a lot to clean up.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like for me, messy is like, it's all of those things. It encompasses kind of like not being at your best, right? Like whether that's you made a wrong statement at dinner, you made a terrible joke, you made a fool of yourself. I think that it gets a little sticky when that's just now just your personality, right? Like, if you're like, for me, I was like, look, I would get really messy in my 20s by drinking a lot and doing all the drugs that I was doing. But like, it wasn't my personality. So once I stopped, it was kind of like, okay, we can excuse it because you were messy, right? And so you kind of hope that it's a two-part thing where somebody can be messy, but also they'll get to the other side and be better. I actually don't trust anyone who has never been messy, and I don't trust anybody who has never come out of their messy. Because when you, like me, like I've done so many things in my life where when I see somebody do one thing, I'm not as judgmental. I'm not as like, okay, that's weird. Given when you get to be my age or you're older and you're kind of like, and I've always said this, and I think they say it in the movie, in the show One Day too, like, it's cute to be a drunk mess when you're 22. It's different when you're like in your late 20s or your early 30s and you're still being all wild. You're kind of like, that's, you should know better by now, you know?
So in this episode, we are going to be so freaking vulnerable and we're going to let you guys in on some of our messiest moments. And this shit, I'm embarrassed to even say this stuff, even though I feel like I've said it before, but this is...
I'm going to have to whisper some of this stuff because I'm recording at my parents and I'm still...
So let's start with friendships and family then. So
let's do it.
I have a first little... These are going to be tiny little short stories. I used to be a very, very jealous girl. So one time I was at Disneyland with one of my best friends back in the day, and they had invited their cousin to Disneyland also, but not even, no, they didn't invite, we were just there, and their cousin was randomly there, and their cousin missed, you know, my friend so much and was like, oh my god, I miss you, like, can we hang out? And it was supposed to be our day, like mine and my bestie's day, and this girl, their cousin, kept taking my best friend everywhere and like leaving me out, like wouldn't even talk to me, wouldn't even like, it felt so disrespectful. And I was also just like, I had limited time with, you know, this best friend, and this was like our one day to like hang out or something, so I was very stressed out and I just wanted dedicated time. So I got really mad and I opened up my text and I sent a text that said, ugh, so-and-so's cousin is so annoying, like, can she leave? Like, I can't believe the bull, you know.
Oh my god, yeah.
And I thought I sent it to my friend Monique, and I sent it to my best friend instead, who I was walking directly next to, and they looked up at me like with the combination of like a hurt, sad, like, what, it was a what the fuck is wrong with you face,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, oh, and then they walked off and I was like, oh shit, like, And I chased after them. I was like, I'm so sorry. That was inappropriate. That was horrible. I'm like, I just feel like this was supposed to be our day and it got ambushed by your cousin. And your cousin is like leaving me out. I'm not even hanging out with you and you're not even doing anything about it. Like, you're just going along with the day. And they were like, what am I supposed to do? Like, this is my cousin. Like, how am I supposed to just say bye to my cousin or whatever? And, you know, it was a combination of things, but have you ever done that where you accidentally send a text to the person that you're talking shit? I mean, I wasn't talking shit
absolutely.
About them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, you have?
Yeah, I feel like that is so very 90s and 2000s where you couldn't unsend things to send, you know, text messages to the wrong person. I had that once where I was talking shit about like a lawyer that I was working with and I sent the email to the lawyer, and this was like my early 20s. So I was still like, and the lawyer was like very upset. Like, he was trying to be creative and he was like, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a creative on this. I'm like, you're a lawyer. I had a thing where, you know, and it's kind of like our brattiness, right? Like, when I was younger, I've had the same kind of bestie since I was like 8 years old. And, you know, I talk about the apps all the time. It's like me, Jess, Christy, Crystal, and then the queen bee growing up was Aria. And I remember when she came in, I got into a big fight with Jess. And we were those girls that used to walk in like a straight line in the schoolyard. Like, we would like link arms and just walk in a straight line. Like, nobody could break this chain. And one time I got into a fight with Jess and I made her walk behind us. Like, no. Like, I pushed her out of the chain. And Jess cried. And we were all supposed to go see a movie that day. And I remember Ariel was like, that's so not cool. Ariel really set the tone for what was acceptable in our friend group. And they all went into the girls' bathroom. They were getting ready to go to the movies. And she was like, you know what, Carlitos, don't come. And I was like, what? She's like, yeah, don't come. And I remember crying and sobbing and like literally being like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you don't have to be so mean. Like, you're a bitch. Like, you're mean. And I learned then that it was like, I didn't have to be like a bitchy gay guy. You know, I could be, I could still be a bitchy gay guy sometimes, but like I learned that day that I didn't have to be like cruel and mean. They ended up being like, you're forgiven, but we're still gonna go to the movies without you, you know? And it ended up being like a really good like lesson in terms of friendship. I think in terms of family though, like, have I been messy? When am I not messy with this crazy family? Like, I think now as an adult, actually one of the things that I'm really working on truly consciously and something that I keep talking about, and because it is hard for me, is just like my patience with parents. I find that when I talk to a lot of people and they're talking about their own parents, there's kind of like this weird thing where they're like, I lose my patience fast with my parents, you know? And I guess it's more normal than I thought, but at the same time, I don't like that everybody gets to experience a really calm, patient, chill version of me, and my parents don't get to experience that as much. So, like, I'm like, I want them to. What were you going to say?
I thought you were talking about why does everybody experience the calm versions of my parents?
Oh.
And I was like, hell yeah. I'm like, everyone thinks my parents are saints. Like, see what they are, how they really are behind closed doors. Everyone wants to be their best friends, but I put work into them. The reason why they're cool, because of me.
Uh-huh. No, I feel like the reason, I think with our family, we kind of give each other a lot of room to be human. And so I've given them a lot of grace in terms of how they were as young people. And I think that they're giving me a lot of grace. And I'm not bitchy. I'm not mean. I just get moody when we go to the supermarket because, like, you know, I need us to spread out and get the groceries and not just follow me around up and down the aisles as well.
Oh, I'm a follower. Mad at my parents for wanting to separate. I'm like, wait, you're gonna go to the meat aisle and my mom's gonna go to the dairy section. Where do I go? Go get us some bread.
I get so grumpy because I don't want to be there. I want to get what I need and I want to get out. So if I'm like, we're gonna make, I don't know, fucking sandwiches, and I'll go get the bread. You go get whatever. I'll see you. I'll call you to see where you're at. Like. Otherwise, it depends too. Like, I don't know. I just never do that. Like, you know, when we go on road trips, like me and you, like, have you noticed I'll walk away? Like, when we go to the market, I'll always walk away. And then I'll come back with stuff and throw it in our cart. Yeah.
But you always walk away, but you always come back.
That's true. I was telling Maya, I was like, I actually didn't start. If you know me now, like, I'm really all about, like, being really clean. I'm all about my smell. I get compliments on the way that I smell all the time.
Clean as in, like body odor.
Yeah, body odor. So. I shower. Everything is nice and clean and fresh. But I wasn't always like this. And I told Maya, I was like, Maya, I didn't actually start caring about the way that I smelled until I was, like, 28 years old. And Maya, you were so shocked. You were like,
it was a genuine,
yeah.
Like, because.
Yeah.
No judgment, because, you know?
But I mean, up until that point, you have to imagine, like, I was this, like, cigarette smoking artist that didn't wear underwear, was like sleeping around. I mean, come on, you know, I was like hooking up with like people on the streets, like snorting whatever you put in front of me. I didn't give a shit about what I smelled like.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You know what's funny is I told my mom, I was like, well, Curly was, you know, like all that stuff where I'm like, yeah, Curly's been through a lot. Like, you know, when he was probably in the club snorting whatever shit, I was learning how to sing like Britney Spears, like, yeah, and dancing like her. I'm like, you know, like, it's just.
Yeah. I can just imagine me running into you like somewhere, like leaving a club with a cigarette in my hand, like, like remnants of cocaine on my nostril and seeing you at a red light with your car, like with your mom, like, I must confess that my loneliness. And I'm like, Britney sucks, kid.
You throw the cigarette at us and then it blows up the car.
The car next to you guys, though, it's not your car because we're going to be friends in the future.
Oh, right. Yeah. I just was a very bratty, moody girl. I did not know how to handle my emotions. I created a lot of problems for my parents because I was just a brat. What about in love? Have we been messy in love?
Oh my God, you tell me.
Okay, I got a little bit of a story. When I was breaking up with my first love, we were both messy. I was 19 years old. And he was just like, I want to catch him being a player. And on Facebook, they had that like thing where you could see everybody who's like liking a video or comments on a video or whatever. And I could see that he was commenting on a lot of girls' videos and like all this stuff. And this is when we were broken up. I had catfished him. Mm-hmm. And I started adding all of his friends and all of his family, and he caught me one time and was like, "You stupid bitch. What the are you doing adding my cousin? Like, you."
Well, how? Okay, wait. We have to back it up. This catfish profile. What photos were you using?
I was using, I just like looked up kind of like, I don't want to say, I choose to not answer that.
Okay.
They were real looking pictures. I'll tell you that.
Okay. So then you friended the family.
Yeah.
How did they find out that it was you?
I don't know. But he was like, I know it was you. I know. And I'm like, I think I denied it or whatever. And I was like, you're fucking crazy, dude. You're weird. I gaslit him. But he was like the worst to me. So it just felt like, you know, I wanted to like get him good. And I think of all the moments that I've been like really hurt by the guys I've dated. And I feel like it's been messy of me to make a piece of art from that. Like, I would do songs, I would create songs, I would, you know, at BuzzFeed make a whole series or a video or talk about it. And because it was like, I mean, those were like the two biggest breakups, like that were super painful, was when I was 19 and when I was 25.
Yeah.
You know, so we create stuff. So I felt very messy. Like, if you look at all the videos I've done about love, especially like my own videos, I just feel like, damn.
Anyways, so like, I feel like when it comes to the way that you like express yourself with emotions, it's okay to use meditative things like music or poetry or acting things out or just talking about it. Like, I think to hold it in you can cause like a lot of like aneurysms. It can cause a lot of different things in your body to work differently. So being able to express yourself is like super important, I think. I feel like for me though, like in my 20s, I feel like actually as an adult, I have been like messy in love. Like that has been something that I have been, I think as of recently, a little bit more like, okay, I need to be a little bit more picky with how I fall in love, like with who I fall in love with. It's kind of hard because me and J-Lo, we love, like we love to experience it. I still to a certain extent believe in it, and I hope that it finds me. But in my 20s, I was in love with, and we're still friends, and we still bicker. We bicker the same way that we bickered back then. I was in love with, and you know him because I call him my Aries all the time. But I was in love with like this Aries, and we would just kind of go back and forth a lot. But I remember when we were in my early 20s, Lady Gaga had come out. I saw them on Eve first. So Eve, the rapper, wore these Versace glasses. Or no, were they Versace or were they Chanel? I think they were Chanel. They were black and they had this gold chain going across. So I made my own. I went to Home Depot. I bought like these like fake these black glasses from like downtown, and I glued like this gold chain to the top, and I would wear them everywhere. Like, they were my favorite glasses. I went out with Izzy one time, and we got into, I remember we were walking down these stairs at this club called The Arena. It was like where a lot of black and brown kids would go to listen to hip hop, and we had like our own little community. And I was walking down the stairs, and I was holding his hand, and I wanted everyone to see us like holding hands, right? And he let go of my hand going down the stairs. And oh. I was so mad. I was like, why did you hold my hand? Why did you let go of my hand? We were walking down the stairs. Who are you trying to hide me from? Like, that. And I had just watched, I remember, like, it was still when I was drinking and I was very young. I had just watched the movie Lilo and Stitch again. Like, it was like, I'm going to watch this movie. And so that night I got really drunk and I felt like I wanted to be like Stitch. It was the weirdest thing. I was like, I'm going to throw a tantrum. So I literally threw a tantrum. I was kicking my car. I was crying. And I'm not like that at all. I have never been like that. I was just like crying and getting super like, just, you know, I got in my car and I was like kicking my radio. Like, I was like that drunk. And I remember I told Izzy, like, hold these. And I gave him my glasses like a bitch, like just like hold these. And Izzy left them on top of like a parking meter. He like threw them. And you know, we had other like wild moments, but I feel like those are some moments that are just messy. I'm not proud of them, but they were a part of us being really young and like super in love, like super kind of like, that was what I kind of equated with love at the time, being kind of, he would do this thing where he would get drunk and he would fight with me and he would hit his chest like really hard, like, I fucking love you because I blah 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 blah. He would hit his chest and I would just be crying and we would just be those gay guys. And like, you know, you kind of get older and you're like, ew, how greasy.
Yeah,
it just sounds musty.
I've totally been the girl who's been like, oh, why don't you love me?
Yeah.
Like crying, like, why don't you love me? And then like my boyfriend is like, can you shh, it's okay. She's like, no. Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. Were you drunk or no?
No. I was not drunk. I was so lovesick and I was so like, it was probably the most like purest like innocence of me coming out of like, you're fucking messing with me, bro. I love you so much. Like, I don't want to not be with you. Like, get your fucking shit together. It is a rite of passage.
K-Bot said it's a rite of passage.
Needs to happen. I know.
You mean freaking out on the guy that you're dating? K-Bot is a rite of passage,
for sure,
or what?
Yeah. Probably in every relationship.
Getting dramatic.
But I love you. You know. And I've totally been that girl. But yeah, it I think because love I feel like that's kind of where messiness and all that stuff stems from. Cause it makes you fucking wild in your head.
Yeah. I will say that I have not, since then, as somebody who is not, that doesn't drink anymore, I have never had an episode like that where I've like lashed out and lost my cool and kicked my car and cried and begged somebody to love me. Like, I feel like that's definitely been the growth, but I feel like, you know, K-Bot is right. It is a rite of passage. It needs to happen. You, at some point in your life, need to yell your love at someone and hope that they reciprocate and just have a cute little like dramatic telenovela notebook moment.
I feel it coming on. I feel like I could totally do that right now.
With who?
I don't know. The next person. I feel it. I feel like I want to get like, you make me crazy, you know, and then have a whole monologue. I just feel bored, so like I think I want to be a little messy with this year.
My next monologue towards anyone that I have dated in the past would be very simple. It would be Whoopi Goldberg's last line in the movie The Color Purple, where she says, "Everything you've done to me, already done to you." And that's how I would get talk to somebody I dated.
I kind of talked about my career a little bit when it comes to being messy. I feel like I don't, that's the only area where I would use kind of like my love life as inspiration for, you know, video ideas or whatever. And I think sometimes I do regret some of the videos that I did. But sometimes I don't, because I'm like, damn, like somebody need to see that messy girl out there always crying about, you know, and be like, I don't want to be like that. I was like a deterrent away from all that stuff. But where in your career do you feel like you've been a little messy?
I feel like, by the way, whenever people feel their open about emotions and hurt and the pain, right. Like, that's where we relate the most, right? Like,
I know. It just, when you've been shamed for so long that I don't want to feel like I'm like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Today I was like on like a Whitney Houston, like, if I should stay out of living. Like, I literally was like, just on my Whitney Houston kick this morning, and it's relatable, right? Because she's kind of just like, I don't want to go, I love you. But I feel like in terms of career, I mean, at this point, I feel like, I don't want to say I grew up in front of the camera, because I don't, I'm not like a child star or anything, but I do feel like I a lot of my adult years that molded me into who I am are documented on the internet. Like, there are countless videos of just the way that I have fluctuated in weight, the way that my outfits have changed, my hair, like everything about me, who I was dating, who I was with. And so there have been moments that I'm not proud of. I know that there's a video that exists where I'm drinking, I'm literally getting drunk on camera. And that's messy for me as somebody who has been sober for almost, you know, 10 years, literally. But it also, again, like, I can look at it one of two ways. I could be like, I could look at it both ways, actually. I could be like, that was weird. That was kind of messy. I don't like that you can see a lot of me on the internet. And at the same time, I'm like, I would hope that people can find the humanity in me and be like, you know, we watched him grow up in real time. We watched him get messy and make mistakes.
People have been telling us, oh, I grew up with you. I found you again. And I always ask them, I'm like, where, at what age were you watching us? And 14. So always, I mean, like 14. Can you imagine watching everything that we've been through? Like, I hope they learned from, you know, a lot of what we did. I feel like at BuzzFeed, I feel like I was a little messy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you were that messy. I don't remember you being like, have you been canceled before on the platform?
On BuzzFeed? Mm-hmm. Not on BuzzFeed. Depends.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, day. Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Yeah, because I got, for me, like, I was kind of, like, canceled a few times for, like, jokes that I made that I didn't realize were hurtful. And, you know, I was young when I made them, when I was talking. I was, like, 25, 26. And so it is, again, something that I'm not proud of, but it has made for a great story. I think that when you, that's, it goes, this is, by the way, this is why when people go, oh, you're an angel, I hate that. Like, I like the idea of more of, like, saints, right? Like, when somebody wants to compliment you in terms of how they feel around you, about your spirit, I think that saints are more relatable, because a lot of saints were terrible people before they chose to get better and find their faith. And so I'm not calling myself a saint by any means.
So but you're I feel a like, saint. So what you're saying is that you're a saint.
So what you're saying is you're a saint. I feel like when you have gone through a lot of stuff, you can look at the next person and be like, I get it. It's okay to fall and you know, be messy, but, you know, get up. It's fine. It's okay. Do you feel like there have been moments where you have just been a messy person?
Yeah, I think there's been a couple of things when I know when I feel out of, like, just not balanced, I can definitely do that. There was, like, I mean, I don't even know if this is, like, super messy, but, like, there was this one time that this guy told me to smile, like, and I had just come off of, like, a red eye flight from Arizona to Miami, and I was, like, going to this event, and I was getting my badge, and I was just so, like, distraught. And he was like, you should smile more, or you should try smiling, or, you know, one of those things. And I snapped at him, and I was like, don't tell me what to do with my face. Like, so serious. And he, like, and him and this other girl saw it, and they were both quiet, like, she's fucking rude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but isn't it him, like, that was being rude? Like, what makes you feel comfortable to be like, you should smile. Let me see that smile. Smile. Like, I'm going to fucking knock you out. No, he was young. He was probably, I would say, like, in his mid-20s.
Also, for context for people who are, like, listening, I think that people often forget that that's something that women have to deal with a lot, is men telling them to smile, is like men being like, you should smile more, you'd be prettier if you smiled more. And I, that's something that I've heard from a lot of women, being like, you know, told what to do with their face and their bodies. And so I feel like for somebody being like, what's wrong with somebody telling you to smile, like, for context, it just is like, it's just weird for guys to tell women, like, what to do. But I feel like in terms of, for me, like, in life, I feel like I'm messy every other day. I feel like I am messy every other day. And I have learned that that is part of, like, adulthood. Like, I don't know anybody who's an adult. It's all fake, by the way. Everything in life is, like, nobody's better than you. Nobody's smarter than you. There's some people who are more intelligent. There's some people who can read a contract. Like, you know what I always think? I'm like, there are people who know how to read really well.
Yeah.
I am not one of them. My comprehension of reading is like, where are the pictures and the words, and where is the audiobook?
Especially when there's when there's dialogue in games, I'm like, skip, 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 skip. And then I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, I literally, like, earlier you were talking about, and this is why I love with you, this is why I love you so much, because the way that your brain works is like, so like you can read like a program, or you can read, the other day we were talking about like a paper, piece of paper with writing on it, and you pulled it up right away and you found the place that we needed to get to on the paper. And I was like, how did her brain do that? Because mine does not do that. I feel like I go into like this quick fog and I can't get out of it. But in saying that, I think that there are different people have different strengths, but it doesn't make anyone better. It doesn't make anybody less than, shit, what the fuck was my point?
That I'm perfect. Since you were just saying that you didn't finish the sentence. And that is why, go ahead. I know you wanted to say it. Don't be shy.
Me choking on Cher's words. But yeah, I feel like what was my point in saying that? Like,
to say that I'm perfect.
There are a lot of words. I don't know.
You're being messy right now.
Oh, I know what I'm saying.
You're being real messy right now.
Every adult that I know is messy as fuck. I don't know any adult that has it together in any way. And when you think that you do, the next person has it more together. And then you have it more together than they do in one department. So I kind of just feel like, you know what? The whole human race is messy. And we all probably smell like butthole. So...
And I'm literally a messy person. Like, if I were to turn the camera, my house is messy. My room is messy. If you saw my Instagram and TikTok where I do like a little cleaning video, it's back to where it was in that cleaning video, a little bit worse. So, and I don't like when people are like, your house or your room is the state of your mind. I'm like, yeah, but how come I'm still hustling and making all these deals happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do believe, I actually am one of those people, but I think mine is linked to more like my OCD. I think mine is more linked to like rituals. I can feel my mind and my spirit changing if my house isn't clean. Like, I can feel the difference in my energy, but that's not everybody. That's not you. Like, you're right. You are hustling. You are making shit happen. You are doing the thing.
But I do I do feel better when I clean, and it's all because it just is. When I clean, then I can't find anything.
Yeah, I mean, look, Oprah said that everything has a home. Everything has, like, a place in the house, like, you know, before Oprah was problematic. But, like, I feel like for me, I just said it out loud yesterday over dinner. I was talking about, I think, you know, part of the things with OCD is that you have rituals and superstitions behind those rituals. And part of what I believe is, like, a ritual or a superstition is that if I don't keep my apartment clean, I'm going to somehow become depressed, and I'm somehow going to become an alcoholic again and get back into using, and just everything is going to go downhill. And it's like, it's okay for there to be socks on the floor. You know what I mean? In my head, I'm like, no, you will not find socks on the floor for more than one day at my apartment.
Oh, socks on the floor? I thought you said sauce on the floor.
Oh, sauce on the floor. It's fine. Like, you know,
listen,
I'll clean it.
What socks aren't on the floor? You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Zodiac section. Which sign has the most messy regrets? Which sign is the most messiest? Which is the most messiest sign? I think Cancers and Geminis are up there a little bit. I've been like Libras. I've lived a Libra before, two Libras. Mm-hmm. They're not physically messy, but emotionally very messy with zero disregard to, or they only care about, the ones I've experienced, they only care about saving face for people and like kind of being a little fake. And then behind closed doors, they'll say what they really mean.
Libras. Yeah, I feel like for me, the messy side, it's weird because I feel like everyone, I can think of a lot of people who are messy. But for me, I feel like the messiest signs would be, it's different because I feel like fire signs can be reckless. I don't think that they're messy. I think that air signs can be ambivalent, or they can be kind of like, they don't really like care as much, but I don't know that that makes them messy. Water signs can get emotional, but what's to say that emotions are messy?
Scorpios are messy.
I mean, that's what I wrote.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I wrote
Scorpios are messy. And Taurus. Taurus are messy.
What I feel like about Scorpios are that they'll do something that they will just kind of like ruminate on later. So they'll do something and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Oh my God, I can't believe I did that. And I feel like Virgos are like that and Sagittarius are like that too. Well, they'll kind of like relive a lot of moments in their head. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
But Sagittarius, I feel like don't give a fuck that they did that. I feel like they don't really take it seriously. I think they're like, oh my God, that happened. Yeah. I feel like Capricorns can be messy, but then deny it later on. Deny it and learn quickly from that mistake. Like, you will catch them messy once in a while, but yeah, they will tighten up that freaking ship real soon. Well, like, quickly, because they don't ever want to appear, you know, like, they, like, I think, like, the Capricorns that I have been around, it has been hard to get emotion out of them because they're so obsessed with their position in life and work. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like with that comes a certain level of like an in-house PR mentality.
It's so funny because I just met this Capricorn in Vegas and she was telling me that people have been telling her that Capricorns are kind of ruthless in their delivery. And she's like, it's made me extremely paranoid in how I deliver a lot of stuff because I'm worried that when I think I'm being gentle and I think I'm being direct and gentle, I'm not. And I'm like, you're probably not. I was like, yeah, you guys are known for being like kind of ruthless in your delivery. But I don't know. I think in different ways, I do feel like if I had to vote who was the element that was the messiest? I'd give it to the water signs, probably.
I'd give it to the water signs. I think I'm going to say Aries.
I was going to say reckless, fire signs.
We're just trying to keep it fun.
Oh my God, reckless. I think the earth signs are too up their own buttholes to fucking ruin anything. We're ruining it for ourselves. We're not ruining it for anybody else.
They're ruining it by doing nothing about it.
We're just like, whatever.
And that concludes the astrology portion of the podcast.
Well, Maya, here we are again. How do you plead?
I kind of wish that I was messier in my younger years. You know, I wish that I had... I'm sure there is a lot I can, like, think of, but I have this thing where I am really, really harsh on myself that I don't think I would have ever let myself get too messy because I always really cared about what my parents thought of me.
Yeah.
So I never crossed that line ever. You know, I was a little goody two shoes like type of thing. And I think the only time that I really acted out was like when I was 19 and that was it after that. Like, you know, I've always had enough money, more than enough money in the bank. I've never asked my parents for anything like that. Like, I've always given to them. And so I'm like, I feel like I care too much about that part, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that I wish that I was a little bit more messy because my parents were messy as fuck as children. And as teenagers and especially as adults, and they have all these stories. And I do feel like I have some stories, but, you know, I think like, I feel like I could be a little bit messier.
Yeah, I do feel like, you know, taking into account that you are a woman and a Latina, like there's a lot of expectations on women to act a certain type of way, right? You guys aren't necessarily given the same space to get messy. One of the things that my dad used to tell me in my 20s was like, sleep with as many people as you want. Be safe, be careful, but, you know, have fun. I'm not sure that that's advice that a lot of people would give their daughters, you know? But I think that if I were to have children now, I would be like, please be safe. Please be aware of your surroundings as much as you can. get messy, have, you know, sleep with as many people as you want to sleep with, wear protection, try not to drink, have fun, wear all the outfits that you want to wear. You know, I have worn so many ugly, questionable outfits, but there is not a single regret in me now. Now that I dress super simple, I'm like, yeah, I've worn it all. I don't care. Like, there's nothing that I have not worn, you know? There's nothing that I have not, there's no sort of human that I have not kissed and enjoyed. So I think that the other thing, too, is that it's never too late. I'm also
let's
like, you know,
let's get loud.
I'm like in a new renaissance of yeah, I'm in a renaissance of who I am as a human, and I think it's never too late. So if you're listening, or for you, Maya, too, like, it's never too late to be a slut.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. Curly, how can they find you on social media?
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at The Curly V Show. Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at Maya in the Moment, M-A-Y-A in the Moment, anywhere where you scroll. Hit us up on our social media to let us know what you want to listen to on another episode of the Super Secret Bestie Club podcast. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure to hit that subscribe button to hear more episodes every single week. The Super Secret Bestie Club podcast is a production of Sonoro in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.